she still hasn't replied, but she's even posted an Instagram story. Why isn't she replying?
Jeffrey went on a magical date with his crush, Jessica. It was perfect. He was happy, and even she was happy. So now Jeffrey's confused why Jessica's suddenly ghosting him. He keeps checking his phone to see if she's replied, and she hasn't. My heart goes out to Jeffrey and all the other young men like him who are struggling with women. Adonis! All the ladies love Adonis, and why wouldn't they? First and very importantly, he's extremely attractive. Whilst other men think their attractiveness isn't important, Adonis takes pride in his appearance, for he believes his outward physical look is just a reflection of his inner work. He eats clean, he trains hard, he has good style, and that already gets him the attention of so many women, but he doesn't stop there. Attraction isn't enough. Adonis demands respect. He's hard on himself. He's disciplined. He meditates. He reads books. He grows a business and becomes an employer and then a boss and then an owner. He levels up through the hierarchies of men, and that makes him irresistible to women. If Adonis was a gorilla, he would be the alpha male. So it's no wonder that Adonis doesn't struggle one bit with women, all because he had the right knowledge. I hear all the time that some of you who watch my videos didn't even realize you weren't subscribed to this channel. So if you can do me a favor and just double check that you're subscribed to this channel, I'd be so grateful. It's the simple and free thing that anyone who watches my videos frequently can do to help my work here. It helps keep everything going, so please just double check that you're subscribed, and I appreciate you for being here. I see this far too often. A girlfriend and a boyfriend walk into a cafe. The girl walks in first, and she is the one to speak to the waiter to tell them, "Table for two, please." The boy always walks in behind her, tapping away on his phone like a little child. The waiter shows them to their table. The woman grabs the menu and starts looking through it, and then even suggests and recommends something for the little boy to eat. And by the way, the little boy I'm talking about is like a full-grown man. They're partners. When the waiter comes, the woman orders for herself, and then she kind of, you know, pushes the attention to the little boy, and the boy will say, "Oh, I'll have this one and a pint of beer, please." Back to tapping away on his phone, showing his girl some fucking memes or something, giving no compliments to her, no chivalry, no romance. This is how most men interact with women. They put themselves in the little boy mode, kind of like they're going out for lunch with their mothers. Is it any wonder at all why women are getting so fed up with modern men? Because of this one big fact: most men bring nothing to the table. It's even worse than that, actually. It's not that most men bring nothing to the table. Most men actually take away. This is quite ruthless to say, but you know how when there's an unnecessary person in the group? Like, imagine it's you and two funny people, and all of you are funny, it's awesome. But imagine if another person comes into the group who's not funny, and he's not very interesting, and he's not like high level or whatever. Suddenly, the humor and the banter is now shared across four people instead of three, and overall, the group average has kind of went down now because of the unnecessary person. Most men are like that unnecessary person in a woman's life. They bring nothing of value. Look, the average woman these days has plans. She has fun stuff to do whenever she wants to. If she wants to wake up today and go for lunch with two friends and then go for dinner afterwards and drink afterwards, she can do that with friends and actually have a great time. She doesn't need a man to have fun times with, because she probably finds her girls more enjoyable to talk to than men who just play video games and drink beers and they're just average guys. Now, 100 years ago, women needed men to provide, because most women could not make money back in those days. And so they would get married so a man would work and then she would have money as well. It's not like that anymore. On average, women actually make more money than men do. They live more fun and social lives single than they would in a relationship with most guys. And also, let's just talk about pleasure and sex. Most women honestly would be better off masturbating than having sex with the average man. So most modern men are really struggling with women these days, because women just don't want them. The same guys, if they get lucky enough to go on a date with a girl, they'll expect it to be 50-50. Okay, she should pay half, and then you should pay half. And then they're wondering why she doesn't text them back. It's because she may as well have just went out with one of her girlfriends. Her girlfriends have probably got higher testosterone than the average male these days. And guys will even defend this. They'll say, no, like, it makes sense to go 50-50 because, you know, like, she makes money too and stuff. Like, 50-50, are you gay? If the argument is like, okay, well, I can't really date girls right now because I don't have money. Number one, you can become a YouTuber like me, third link in the description. But also two, broke guys can do really well in dating. Money doesn't actually help you as much as the sort of internet influencers like you to believe. When a woman likes you, she likes you when you're broke. If anything, being broke is kind of a bit of an advantage sometimes. So it's not really money that holds you back. It's just the fact that most guys are not fun, and they don't stimulate the fun, enjoyable feelings inside of a girl to actually make it worth her while to come and see you. So that's like one of the foundational problems why most women now are not dating most men, why most men are literally getting no attraction, no replies from girls. You know, when was the last time that many guys have been on a date or even had sex with a girl? Her life is actually better without the average man in it. Now, if you're someone who's watching me, you are gonna be different to this, because I have raised you like a little brother, which hopefully your ego doesn't get offended at this. I've had to go out into the real world and learn all these lessons, and then I teach you so you can implement them without getting the same scars that I have. And I've got hundreds of videos on my channel about women, because most men, and this is so interesting, they are following the wrong script. The script is kind of like the blueprint, the way that you navigate your dating life. For the guys who have never watched my videos, some of your friends, they're operating from the wrong script, which is that they think that they have to be nice to girls. Because whenever you look online, and there's like, you know, like the guy goes with the microphone and asks women like, hey, what do you want? And they say like, oh, well, I just want someone to be nice. I just want someone to be kind. It's so unfortunate that most men believe women when they say that, because women are actually telling the truth. When they say like, oh, I just want a guy to be kind. I just want him to be nice. Women will say this. If you ask them, what do you want in a guy? They'll say, I want him to be nice. The problem is they're missing out a crucial detail. They want the guy who first and foremost they are sexually attracted to then be nice to them. They don't want a guy who they deem unattractive to be nice to them. They want the hot guy that they are currently pursuing and obsessed over to be nice to them. Do you see the difference? So when women say like, I just want a guy to be nice, I just want him to be kind, what they mean is the hot guy who I'm currently obsessed with, I want him to be nice to me, and I would be happier if he was nice to me. And that is actually 100% true. But the problem is, if you ask women, what do you want? They won't say it with the full detail like that. They'll just say, well, I want a guy to be nice. Then most men around the world fall for the lie, thinking that, okay, well, they have to maximize how nice and kind they are, and they have to take an interest in her hobbies and ask her questions and, you know, do all these things without realizing that all of that is absolutely pointless unless if you have the fundamental part, which is that she is attracted to you. That's the part that most women don't talk about, and that's the part that most men have just never really learned about. You are not like most men. Because you are here getting advice from me, I have taught you that you need to maximize your sexual attractiveness, and one of the best ways you can do that is to build the aesthetic body, where you build the muscles that build like the V taper in your physique. There's 7 muscles that really build this V taper, which are often actually not trained in most workout routines. So make sure you're training the 7 aesthetic muscles, because you will look so much more sexually attractive. And the 7 aesthetic muscles are neck, upper traps, upper chest, lateral delts, biceps, lats, and abs. You train these muscles and you will look way more sexy compared to the type of guy who just goes to the gym and does like heavy compound lifts, bench press, and deadlift and squats. And then there's so many other things you can do to improve your look, like get a haircut that suits you, have some style with the clothes that you wear, like wearing a bathrobe is a really good idea. But improving your looks is only one part of the equation. Most men who are in this kind of circle, who are watching these kinds of videos, they just stop at improving looks. And I'm telling you right now, this is the truth. Hot guys are still struggling in modern dating. Being hot is not enough anymore. There's so many guys who are hot. You know, they're facially attractive, they've got good style, they've got good physiques, and they are still not happy with their dating lives because they're getting walked all over by women, they're getting rejected by the girls that they want because they're missing something massive. What is it? Well, they've got the physical appearance, but their mental space isn't right. They put themselves in like the submissive position with a woman, and they will go on a date with a girl and actually be in that same scenario that we mentioned before, where even though he's hot, he'll walk in behind the girl and she'll take the sort of motherly position in the relationship. She's not getting sexually excited by having like a boy who's acting like her son. But a lot of guys who focus entirely on their looks, they're still quite submissive guys. And this is the problem with looks maxing. Looks maxing is a very important thing and you should absolutely do it. But what I've seen in the culture of young men is the guys who get really obsessed with looks maxing, they get this sort of hatred for every other thing that can help you in your dating life. And so they just improve their look, they get their hair hairstyle and whatever, and they still struggle with dating, even though they've went from like a 4 to a 6.5 out of 10, they're still getting rejected and getting played around by girls. And that's because your mindset and therefore your behavior with women is also very important, perhaps even more important than your looks. Do you act like her little son when you meet her, or do you act more like a dominant man? This is an especially important topic if you come from a Western country, if you are from America, Canada, UK, Australia, if you are white, if you are European, I swear to God, you guys, you struggle with this immensely. Feminism has wrecked your beliefs. You have been conditioned to believe that the woman is supposed to be more dominant than you. There's so many European American guys who are so handsome. They still get rejected by girls who are like 6 out of 10, far below their league, because they don't know how to behave with women. This is where it's very valuable for you to learn from more like patriarchal, strong, traditional cultures, Middle Eastern, Arab, African. Learn from more strong cultures, because the Western cultures, the European cultures for men, they are very much going downhill in terms of like being a strong man who actually turns women on. It's such an eye-opening thing. When you start to travel the world, you will see time and time again that almost every person that you see who comes from a Western country, like a lot of white guys, you'll see them with women and you'll see them acting like little boys, like they are the son of the woman who is almost like their mother. But when you see like foreign guys, you see like a black guy, you see a brown guy, you'll see us act in a very traditional way where you'll see me like walk in first. I'll open the door for the girl. I'll speak to the waiter. I'll sit us down and I'll pull a chair open and I will order for her. And that isn't even that big of a flex. But 99% of guys couldn't even imagine doing that because they've come from more feminist cultures with, no offense, weaker fathers. It gets very deep. It's the end of a lot of cultures. You do realize this, right? The cultures of men that very heavily adopted feminism are quite literally going extinct. I'll see if my editor can pull up some data of the current birth rates by ethnicity. White men are actually kind of going extinct. White men, American, European, Australian, they are just not having enough children. Their women don't want to have children with them. The women of the world want to have children with the sexual opposite of them. If a woman wants to have a child and she's a feminine woman, she wants to be with a dominant masculine man. And generally, you don't find so many dominant masculine men from these cultures anymore. You find them from Africa. You find them from the Middle East. This is huge. You actually don't even realize like how much chaos, like this is actually a part of why World War III has already started. If you haven't opened your eyes and seen what's happening to the world, it's actually fucking crazy. You thought that this was going to be a video just talking about 5 dating techniques. This is actually a video about the future of the world, and whether you will have a place in it or not, and whether your bloodline will continue. On the internet, talking about dating almost seems like a little bit uncool, because it's so cool to say like, yeah, you know, I don't care about girls. Gay. It's not a flex to not care about not having intimacy and love in your life. It's not a flex to not be concerned about furthering your bloodline. That's a psychological mental illness if you're not concerned about having children, if you're not concerned about love and intimacy. It is absolutely okay. I will tell you this right now for my own values. It's absolutely okay and encouraged for you to be concerned about wanting great women in your life. Don't ever feel shameful about that and the fact that you're watching this and you're educating yourself on how to achieve that goal of yours, because most guys aren't. And most guys of our generation will not have children. They will not pass on their genes. They will not continue their bloodlines. They will go extinct. It's such a weird thing for me to say, but you're taking my advice right now. This will help you to successfully pass on your genes, which is actually the whole reason of your survival in the first place. If I could give you one tip from my heart right now, like let me just imagine you are literally like my little brother, and I don't say that to be condescending, I say that with love. If I could give you one tip right now when it comes to dating and with women, what would it be? I would tell you, and this is gonna sound vulgar, it's gonna sound really wrong or something, but this is really the advice. If you were literally like my brother and we were sat in private, I would tell you, imagine you've just wiped your memory clean of anything you've ever learned about dating or sex or women at all. And imagine you are at like a foundational zero. You know nothing about women. This is what I would teach you. To do well in your dating life in the modern day, this is gonna sound really wrong, but I promise you it actually is true. Focus on being the man whose sperm she wants. Most men are trying to develop themselves in a way to be the friend of the girl, or to be the provider, the money, the bank account of the girl. Level yourself up in a way that makes her believe that she wants your sperm. And that sounds really wrong and only sexual and only lustful, but not so. If you check off that box, you open the door to a good relationship when you show her the fact that you are also a good man. The problem with being just a good man is that if you do not check off the box of her wanting to be sexually attractive to you, because they're two different doors, being a good man and being the guy that she wants to get fucked by are two different doors. Most guys are just trying to be the good man, and then they maybe get into a relationship, they get walked all over, and then they have to do chores before they maybe get a hand job for their birthday, and now they're miserable, and after 10, 15 years, they find out she was cheating with a guy who didn't even ever provide for her, who never even worked hard, who was just hot. I would say, this is like, and it's brutal for me to say this, because it doesn't sound very like sophisticated, it doesn't sound like a very PC message that would go more viral, but this is what I would genuinely say to you if no one else could hear us. I would tell you, focus on opening the door of the sexual attraction first, because that will get you the sort of numbers of women who are actually into you, and then also level up the things that would make you into a good man, a kind man. You know how I tell you every day to meditate and to do gratitude journaling? Imagine you are the hot, sexy guy that she literally gets wet over. And then imagine that she sees that you do gratitude journaling. So she already wants to fuck you. And then she sees that you're someone who meditates, you eat clean, you don't even go on social media, you have gratitude journaled about her. She will think that you are like the fucking dream guy. That is the best combination, where you first and foremost turn her on, and secondly, almost as like a surprise, you happen to be a good guy at the same time. Does that make sense? Most guys are doing it the opposite way around, and I'm telling you, most guys are miserable in their dating lives. So then the big question is, well, how do you become the guy who she's sexually excited by? How do you become the guy whose sperm that she wants? Because that's what sexual attraction is actually based on, in this sort of subconscious biological mechanism. When a girl is like horny for a specific guy, it's because on a biological level, she thinks that his sperm would give her the best children. Of course, in the modern day, maybe she is taking the pill, maybe she can't get pregnant, you know, but still, that's what the biological drive is. So the big question is, what makes a woman think that you would have good sperm to the point that she would actually want to be sexual with you? And this is where it gets so interesting. It is you behaving more like a high status man. You know how in the animal kingdom, like for example, in gorillas, there's like the beta male gorillas, and they've got like bad posture, and they're very submissive and feeble. And then there's like the alpha male gorilla and the one or two or three close competitors who are all fighting for the top position. They're all fighting for status. They're all competitive. They're all very dominant. They are the ones that are sexually attractive to the female gorillas. That's what you almost need to implement. It sounds fucking cringe. Oh, be an alpha male, be like a gorilla, bro. Like, it sounds fucking cringe. But if I could actually speak to you in private, what I would say is, emulate the traits of the alpha male. How would an animal alpha male act? He would be dominant. He would not be submissive. He could stare into a woman's eye and he would not like look away out of fear of like, oh, I don't want her to think that I'm, you know, like whatever. He would do the same thing with men. He would take up space. He would level himself up, his skills, his behaviors, to have the respect of men, to acquire resources and to be competitive. And then also just all the sexually attractive traits. You know how you've always learned those little techniques here and there of like, when a girl texts you, don't reply so fast. These are kind of like tactics that sound really cringe, but the big philosophy behind things like that, like, you know, big body language and don't reply so fast on your phone and, you know, build a physique, all of that is actually symptoms of you being more of the high status man. Do you see how every bit of dating advice that's ever worked for you is actually all following the philosophy of like, be like the alpha male? So even though it sounds cringe as fuck to say that, like, oh, be like a gorilla, bro. It sounds cringe as fuck, right? Like, we're gonna go on fucking ChatGPT and say like, yeah, give me like an alpha gorilla profile picture or some shit. You know, like, it sounds so cringe, but I'm telling you, it is the truth. If you level up in that direction, you will notice a linear correlation of how many women are sexually attracted to you. And that is, in the modern day, what opens the door for a potential relationship, even also, by the way, with good women as well. They need to be sexually attracted to you first and foremost, and then you happen to show the characteristics of being a good boyfriend, good husband, which really makes a woman now crazy for you. So this is the equivalent of, for example, she sees you and she thinks you're hot, and you speak to her in a really charming way, where she is actually more nervous than you are because of the fact that you've spoken to enough women, so you're very comfortable. You speak to her in that very sexy, flirty way, take her number, whatever, then you invite her for a date. And on the date, you are like this sexy gentleman where you open the door, you sit her down, you order for her, but also, you know, you're like touching her slightly and maybe you kiss her there. And then let's say after some time, you end up having sex with her and you are absolutely dominant in the bedroom. So she has this perception of you that, okay, he is like a very dominant guy. Then you show your sweet side, little moments of warmth with each other, where you're so present with her. Maybe you're showering and you clean her. And then when you're drying yourself off with a towel, you get the towel and you dry her off first. I'm telling you right now, you do something like that and she's gonna look at you like you are the ultimate man of her dreams. The problem is most guys are just trying to be the sweet guy who'd say like, oh, well, I'll look after her and I would dry her with the towel. But then women don't want to be sexual with those guys. So they never get that opportunity to show how sweet and nice they can be, because that opportunity only opens when she finds you attractive in the first place. And attractiveness is not just on looks. I'm telling you right now, this is the truth. The guys who are just obsessed over looks maxing and don't actually do so well with dating and with women in the real world. They might show you a clip of them on Omegle talking to some fucking little girls and the girls are like, oh, he's really hot. Yeah, sure. But if you just rely on looks and you don't have the mindset and the behavior of more of the dominant man, you will end up in that submissive position as most of these looks maxing guys tend to do. What I've seen with my own eyes is that less attractive men, but who have more of a dominant masculine personality, do better with women and attract higher tier women than the more attractive guy, but has more of a submissive personality. That is the advice that I would genuinely give you, unfiltered, without fear of like judgment of what people could say to me. So it feels a bit uncomfortable for me to say this, you know, because it's going on the internet. But I always just want to give you the best, like most unfiltered advice, the most real advice possible. You follow my advice, as you probably have done in other areas, and you will notice you will get the results that you want. I have an excellent track record of giving you advice and it actually working in your life. Follow the advice that I've given you in this video and you will be one of the very few men of the modern day who does not struggle with women. The only struggle that you will have when you follow my advice, the only one struggle that you will have, is that you will need more discipline because too many girls will want to fuck you. Sounds crazy? Sounds like an exaggeration. When you get here, you'll believe me. And then you need the discipline and the discernment to be able to pick out the girl who's highest quality, who you actually want to be with. But that's a great problem to have, right? Wouldn't you love it if the problem in your dating life wasn't as it is for most men, that, you know, you're really deprived of intimacy and you're really horny and there's no girl who wants you? The problem that you can have, if you follow my advice, is that there will be multiple, lots of women who want you, and you will just need to decide which one is of highest quality that you want, that you want love and intimacy and affection and a real relationship with. That's what my advice will get you to. When it comes to having a very long-term relationship with brilliant communication and progressing to maybe having children or marriage, that's something that I'm learning myself, so I'm not at like the perfect ultimate level. But when it comes to attraction, that's something that I've done really well in my life. And so I hope that you can use this knowledge that I've just given you here and make amazing progress and get like a happy and full love life. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!